Will you pray with me? Now, gracious God, the words of my mouth, meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts, be acceptable within your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God do say, Amen. For background for this topic of letting love overcome, I share this word from the book of Ruth, the first chapter, and verses 16 through 18. But Ruth said, Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord do thus, and so to me, and more as well. If even death parts me from you. When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Letting love overcome. A lady came into the sanctuary to be seated for the wedding. An usher asked her if she was a friend of the bride. The lady said, Heavens no, I'm the mother of the groom. When it comes to family, we can all tell our story. It is no different in the Scripture. If anything, it is more intense. As genealogies are recorded, and those who are faithful are listed, and those who have not been faithful to God or faithful to the promise of the covenant, those names are listed as well. Let me pause and say that there are only two books in the Bible that are named for women. They are Esther and this book of Ruth. Ruth could have used this theme song that Peggy played so eloquently for us at the beginning of our service. She could have used this as her theme song. We shall overcome. For there was much to overcome. The story, in a nutshell, is that Naomi had two sons. And they both married out of their race and out of their culture to Moabite women. Ruth and Orpah were those two women. Now, both of Naomi's sons were killed. The culture of this time said that when the woman had lost her husband, she should wait. She should wait until her mother-in-law had more sons, and she should then marry them. Naomi had also lost her husband, who was killed. And she says to Ruth and to Orpah, I will not be having any more sons. She says, you ought to go back home. Go back home and you will be blessed in your own home. Naomi really has in mind what is best for her daughter-in-laws. They were not of the same background. They were not of the same tradition. They were not of the same race or religion. The list of differences could go on and on. It just seemed to make more sense for Oprah and for Ruth to return to their home. To return to their home, to return to their own world. The scripture records that there were tears all around as Oprah would part. And Ruth was expected to do the same. But then Ruth catches Naomi by surprise. And she says to her, "Don't ask me to leave you. Don't ask me to leave you. Don't ask me to turn back. But I will go wherever you go. And I will live wherever you live. Your people shall be my people, and your God will be my God." She even goes as far as to say, "Wherever you are buried, I want then to be buried there." It is a huge leap in that Ruth knows all that must be addressed. Or maybe she really doesn't know. What I can see is that somehow she just loved her mother-in-law. She didn't love her because of their differences, but she loved her as a person. And she would not leave her. This becomes a word for us today. Because more and more humanity is being defined by our differences. More and more humanity is being defined by our differences. It is a definite issue. And I think that we can see it in the issues that are all around us. In race, in culture, in gender, in sexuality. Those, if I can put it this way, have been with us for such a long time now. And so I can also add that it goes further. Further than whether we live or vote in a red state or a blue state. It goes to the place where, as a world, we have nothing in common. I celebrated the opening ceremony of the Olympics. If you had a chance to watch that or to see that, it was something to see. The nations of the world walking together. In that parade, at that opening ceremony, Iran and the United States were walking together. Well, this is something that we must dream of. somehow nations together. If we were to come together, could not there be the possibility of a solution for hunger? Could not there be a possibility of resources being pulled together, of minds and intellects coming together? Could there not be a solution then for AIDS? If we come together, is there not some child out there, some child somewhere in the world, who within their mind might have the very cure for cancer? But yet, they will starve to death. We are far from this place, but we can't stop hoping. We can't stop dreaming. And in this place, then, the church must find its voice. When we do, our voice will be that of love. For this is what Ruth had for Naomi. She had the word. She had the voice of love. One commentary gave a definition of that love. And the definition was this: as God's living presence, as God's living presence in a relationship overcomes then our differences that might otherwise create division and disharmony. I wanted you to hear that. As God's living presence, and then in relationship, it overcomes differences that might otherwise create division and disharmony. To name this kind of love is to say that we want what is best for the other person. To name this kind of love is to have a strong mutual commitment and bond with each other. On Wednesday evenings growing up, I went to prayer meeting with my mom. I think that's why Wednesday evening is still such a valuable and important time for me. But we would go to church on Wednesday night, and after a time of prayer and after a time of sharing, we always close the same way. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. And we shared that verse of dismissal in Scripture: may the Lord watch between me and thee when we're absent one from another. There is something about that kind of bond. There is something about that kind of love that conveys to us that we are never, never alone. That we don't have to be in the same place to really and to truly be together. There is also a blessing that comes with this love. For Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David. So Ruth becomes a part of the ancestry. Ruth becomes a part of the ancestry of Jesus. It shows so much of how God is able God is able to take someone who seems to be very much, to take someone who seems very much out of the norm, out of the pattern, out of what you might expect to be the regular course of events. God is able to take someone who seems very much out of that picture, to take that person, and then to build God's kingdom. I think this becomes a reality in all of our lives. In all of our lives. This becomes the reality that God wants to use us. God wants to use this church. Some might say that we don't have much. That we don't have much. But if we have the love of God, then we can say, let love overcome. How will we respond to this? I had a wonderful time. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing. I forgot to ask him if I could, that he, I know, will forgive his dad. But I had a wonderful time at Deshaun's, I believe, martial arts testing on yesterday. I think one of the reasons I had such a wonderful time, I was trying to picture myself out there. And there were two adult ladies who had the biggest smile on their face when the trainer said to them, now, you need to kick and get both feet in the air while you were kicking. They turned red at that moment, but we all clapped for them. I think the other reason I had such a good time was that as a part of the testing, both the kids and the children and the adults were sitting. And the master or the leader or the trainer, he would call their name. And they would say, yes, I'm here. I couldn't help but admire, because I think one of those kids was from 5 or 6. And I'm not sure just how old the adults were. But whenever the call came, yes, yes, I'm here was the response. Well, I can't help but think that God is calling us by name. I can't help but think that God is calling us by church. I can't help but think that we must respond. The response is one of love. Let us love one another. Let us love this world that we are called to be in. Let us love to the place and to the point that we make a difference. That we make a difference. So let it be. Amen.